Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
What we eat is very important to the way we live. Some of us will eat well and others won't. That's just how it is. But why is eating healthy important? Well, the sole purpose of maintaining a good nutritional diet is because it can do wonders for our health. This includes fighting off diseases, optimizing pregnancy, and reducing the chances of developing serious health conditions later on in life. But it's not just physical. Having a healthy, balanced diet can improve all areas of life. Whilst it's all well and good eating right and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, it can sometimes be difficult to understand whether or not what you're doing is actually having any effects. This can lead to us asking ourselves, am I actually healthy? And more worryingly, should I stop? The answer to these questions are yes, you are healthier, and no, don't stop. Having a healthy diet can be a drastic change for some people. For others, it could be eating a bit more fruit. We're all different, but so are our bodies. There are no two that are the same. So you should never judge your own personal progress against someone else's. Focus on you. Of course, the thing we expect to see when changing to a healthy diet is weight loss. Because of things like the internet, magazine articles and the like, many people have come across things called fad diets. These diets are supposedly the best way to lose weight, however, they're only popular for a short amount of time. They're the food and drink equivalent of fashion trends, essentially. The problem with fad diets is that they promise better physical health whilst cutting out key components of what makes us healthy in the first place. And, because they're so easily accessible and promise better health regardless of who you are, many people indulge. It might sound exciting to only eat meat for the rest of your life, but it won't work. That's the carnivore diet for you. For some reason, people are still opposed to certain choices like veganism. Some people even try to eat more meat to counter their efforts. But in doing so, they're basically doing a fad diet. Meats contain high levels of saturated fat and cholesterol, which, although needed for our bodies to create healthy cells, can lead to a higher chance of developing conditions like heart disease later in life. Essentially, fad diets cause health problems, not health solutions. This is why the best way to stay healthy and the best diets to take part in are the simplest, the ones we've known about for years. All you need to do to optimize your health is to have a balanced diet that doesn't reduce or remove a substance from your body, nor add to it massively. And if you're worried about your weight, this will naturally deal with it. But if you're still worried about your health, and you still think that it isn't actually doing anything for you, there are a few signs that can give you an answer as to whether or not it is. So, what can you look out for? For starters, you might want to check your blood pressure and cholesterol level. Weight might be the most obvious change, but it isn't always the thing to go by. Average calorie intake for a woman is 2,000 and 2,500 for a man, but you can eat healthy and still not reach this number. A potentially better way to tell whether or not your nutrition is good is by checking out these stats. Your doctor can do this for you, and it's a good way of finding out what you need to cut out or add in, provided you're not as healthy as you should be. Your blood pressure and cholesterol levels might be hard to measure as they're internal, but your hair and body aren't. You know your hair and body best. You know what feels right and what feels wrong, and you'll know if anything changes. Flaky skin and dry hair can often be an indicator that your nutrition isn't right, and could be a sign of malnutrition. If this is the case, then for your skin, eat antioxidant foods like carrots and spinach. These foods protect your cells from dangerous atoms known as radicals. For your hair, omega-3 acids found in salmon and nuts are the way to go, in order to keep your hair strong and shiny, and your scalp flake-free. We all have days when we're not feeling up to it, but if we're well rested, it could be what you're eating, or not eating. Skipping meals isn't great for your health, as insufficient calorie intake could lead to a variety of problems. If you're feeling tired a lot, it could be because you're eating massive breakfasts, lunches and dinners. Try to incorporate a snack every few hours to maintain your calorie intake, but don't eat junk. And if you are someone who often wakes up too late for breakfast, or is never hungry at lunch, try to change this. You won't die from missing one meal, but it's not recommended, and if you get into a habit of doing it, there can be serious health problems later on. And finally, what comes out? It's not the most pleasant of conversations to have, and it's something that might be frowned upon if you bring it up at the dinner table, but the amount of times you go to the toilet in a day can reflect on whether or not you have good nutrition. Because each of our bodies are different, as well as the rate at which we digest and break down our food, our metabolism, there isn't a number that's agreed upon. As a broad rule, anywhere from 3 times a day to 3 times a week is considered okay. Consistency is key as well, but not in that sense. Things like constipation and diarrhea aren't normal, and are signs that your nutrition and health might not be as good as they can be. To prevent things like this happening, high fibre foods like fruit, veg, nuts and seeds can prevent bloating and induce regular bowel movements. But what are we putting in our body? As mentioned earlier, having good nutrition can help ward off illnesses and diseases, and the way in which this is achieved is by eating the right things. Of course, there are going to be moments where we have something that's not great, and that's fine provided it doesn't become a frequent event. Interestingly though, it's not so much as to what you're eating, but what those items contain. The reason why healthy nutrition is important is because food is made up of nutrients. These nutrients are compounds that are vital to healthy life and can help grow and repair our bodies and regulate our chemical processes. The 6 main nutrients vital for good health are carbohydrates, lipids, also known as fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and water. Let's look at them. First off, let's look at carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are the main source of energy for the body. Reduce your carbohydrate intake and your body will use proteins and fat for energy, which aren't as effective, and this also reduces the amount of protein and fat available for their own function. Foods that are high in carbohydrates include rice, pasta, sugar, and potatoes, among others. Next up, lipids. Lipids are used as an energy store, insulation for the body, and a source of making cell membranes. Whilst lipids are the scientific name, they're more commonly known as fats, and there are 2 main types, saturated and unsaturated. The difference between these two is that saturated can increase your level of bad cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, which increases the chance of developing heart conditions later in life. Unsaturated fats, on the other hand, provide the body with good cholesterol, HDL. This is capable of taking cholesterol from places where there's too much and moving it to the liver where it can be disposed. Saturated fats can be found on animals, so meat and seafood will contain saturated fats. However, oils, nuts and seeds will contain unsaturated fats. Essentially, saturated is bad and unsaturated is good. Now, proteins act as the factory for the cells. All of the cells in your body will contain proteins, and because of this, as well as the constant regeneration that they go through, you'll need them to create and repair damaged cells. Proteins are particularly important during times of development. This includes childhood, during the teenage years, and during pregnancy. High protein foods include meat, dairy, and eggs. Now, vitamins and minerals are often lumped together because they have similar functions for the body. Whilst carbohydrates and other nutrients perform 1 or 2 roles, vitamins and minerals perform hundreds. These include building stronger bones, healing wounds, and bolstering your immune system, just to name a few. The good news is that pretty much all foods have vitamins and minerals within them, particularly the good ones. So, whatever you eat, you'll be getting these nutrients. And finally, we come to water. Water is arguably the most important thing that we know of that can support life. Just think about it. Whenever we're searching for a new Earth-like planet, we always look for liquid water first. Reason being, it's pretty much what everything needs on Earth to survive. Humans are no different. Water is needed for all sorts. Waste, both from bowels and sweat. Your cells need water to work effectively. It regulates your body temperature and, above all else, prevents dehydration. Experts suggest that 2 to 3 litres of water a day is the ideal amount. So now you know what you put into your body and what you should look out for if you're not eating all that well. The question you might have now is, why should you know this? The answer? Your health is crucial. What you put into your body can greatly influence it. Therefore, understanding what you're doing to it can maybe prevent you from doing something you'll regret later in life. You only get one body. So try your hardest to look after it. If you do that, it'll look after you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.